It is the first weekend of November in a year divisible by four, and so the spectacle that we're all obsessing over is not the blockbuster opening next week, but in fact, the election campaign, which is closing next week. But politics and entertainment have never been completely separate worlds in America, more like adjacent neighborhoods. Back in the 19th century, campaign rallies were really vaudeville extravaganzas. There were tub-thumping political speeches, sure, but also musical performances and dramatic readings and dances. But entertainment and politics truly merged only during our lifetimes, as soon as everything started streaming in through a single box in the living room. TV is our entertainment box, and TV is also our politics box.
This is NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
On TV, there's news every night coming out of the West Wing of the White House about important decisions of state. And every Wednesday night, the hit dramatic show, The West Wing.
All right. I'm ordering the crisis task force activated, and I want you to prepare to give me national security briefing. Thank you.
And now, in ads on television, the star of West Wing...
Hello, I'm Martin Sheen.
...endorsing gun control.
Between now and Election Day, at least 2,000 Americans will die from gunfire.
National politics has become kind of a subcategory of show business, and politics really engages us only when it's entertaining. Since John F. Kennedy, the only really successful presidents, Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton, have been great entertainers. The rest, tried their best. Lyndon Johnson was a lousy TV performer, although, it turns out, the First Lady did try hard to direct him.
I thought that you looked strong, firm, and like a reliable guy. Your looks were splendid. The close-ups were much better than the distance ones.
Well, you can't get them to do it.
Well, I would say this. There were more close-ups than there were distance ones. Every now and then, you need a good, crisp answer for change of pace. And therefore, I was very glad when you answered one man. The answer to is no to both of your questions.
Clearly, Lady Bird had a much closer sense of what worked on television, even talking about close-ups, than her husband, President Johnson, did. Johnson's successor in the White House was also never a very good television performer. Of course, he'd lost in 1960 because of his bad television makeup and TV performance against Kennedy. But Nixon made it to the White House only after clowning around in 1968 on the TV show Laughing.
Sock it to yourself!
Sock it to me?
And during this campaign, what was the single TV moment that made the Gore campaign suddenly competitive? Al and Tipper making out on the stage at the Democratic Convention.
Let's get it on.
That's entertainment. So how ironic, how inevitable, how utterly inane that entertainment itself has become a major issue in this campaign. An almost completely phony issue, but an issue nevertheless, as all the candidates for president and vice president have competed to see who can tisk, tisk, tisk most realistically about children seeing naughty movies and playing video games. And in the end, we've wound up with a campaign that has been not in the least bit entertaining.
The club with his pants falling down, or the dance. A dream of romance. Oh.